what the Panthers are getting back in this deal, I think tells you everything you need to know about Deontay Johnson. It is a fifth-round pick going to Carolina, but the Panthers are sending a sixth-round pick with Johnson back in this deal. But wait, there's more. They're also eating $3 million in salary. So this is the second time in months that Deontay Johnson has been traded for pennies on the dollar. And if it were just the Panthers doing it, you could say, well, that's a stupid-ass organization. They don't know what the frig they're doing, so of course they're going to get fleeced in a trade. Look at everything they gave up to draft Bryce Young. But the Steelers did the same thing.
So I don't think – I'm looking at SpotTrack. I don't think – like Bill Barnwell kind of implied that like nobody wanted Deontay Johnson. This is the best deal the Panthers could get. I mean, in terms of – what like the cap numbers are and everything else, it's kind of in line, and like what the compensation is, it's kind of in line with DeAndre Hopkins to Kansas City, how much he was he's due the rest of the year.
Wait
like
a minute,
the
though.
Tits.
The Chiefs didn't the Chiefs didn't get a pick with Hopkins though in that deal.
No, I mean the other explanation Barnwell has given is that the Panthers expect to be active in free agency, so they won't get a comp pick for this, and so they're just trying to save a little bit of money.
But that's in a league where everybody's trying to get another wide receiver, apparently. The best they can do is just save a little bit of money and barely move up in the draft. I mean, if he's a legit wide receiver, too, he should get more than that, I think. Right? I mean, I think it speaks to the baggage with this guy.
I don't know if I believe that or not. Like, I think
do you
he
think
has...
he's better than DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah, I actually
Well, then
do.
Why did he go for less?
I think he's got some mopey, bad body language tendencies that do not appeal to the football lifer types. He does not, let me put it this way, he does not cut the profile of a guy who's like, yeah, let's get in the foxhole with Deontay Johnson, but I just think he gets like a pretty, I think people should be very careful about saying, oh, he's going to ruin the Ravens or he's actually not that good. Because the fact of the matter is, what's the main thing people say? He drops the ball.
He drops it.
He
runs
has half
backwards.
As many drops as Pickens this year and half the drop rate.
Well, yeah. I mean, George has had issues with drops too, but George makes up for it.
Okay, I've said Darius Slayton's
plays.
A guy I would love to see in a Steelers uniform. He's got better than half the drop rate of Slayton, who's got a bunch of drops this year. The drops, I think, are overblown with him. The running backwards stuff occasionally drove people nuts here. Part of the reason that was a problem was if it cost them a yard or two and they were in like a third and two instead of a first down, he was in such a crummy offense that they couldn't overcome that. I think he is a good to sometimes very good wide receiver.
Well, then the Ravens got a great deal then.
I think they did.
Way.
I think they got a lot better.
A lot better?
He is a much better receiver than Rashad Bateman. He just is. And I think people here were sick of him because people knew that Minka, who most people love on that roster and in that locker room, didn't like him. I think the majority of Steelers fans, even though we get maybe like the extreme edges that hate Tomlin, like Mike Tomlin. There was the idea that Mike was very sick of him, and the idea that maybe his teammates writ large were kind of tired of him, and so people were happy to see him go. But that does not mean that if he goes to a place now like Baltimore that's a smooth-running offense, that he's not going to get open a lot, get the ball a lot, and put up numbers. He makes them better. Like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that this is, ha-ha, look at them. They just, like, they brought, like, the Trojan horse into the locker room here. I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, but the league has told you twice, though, that he's not as good as you think he is. In both what the Steelers got back for him and what the Panthers got back for him in this deal. Two times. The Steelers traded and got back a guy that the Panthers were going to cut for Deontay Johnson. That's how little they thought of him when they traded him. I mean, Darius Slayton is probably going to get traded. I bet he goes for more than what Johnson just went for. I bet the Steelers wouldn't be able to get him by just doing a fifth and sixth round pick swap.
So it was Deontay and a fifth for a sixth-round pick swap.
Yes. That's peanuts.
Slayton's
they basically got
Slayton,
him for free.
I think Slayton's probably going to go for a fifth or a sixth.
The Ravens basically got him for nothing, and the Panthers are going to pay part of his salary.
I think that Slayton will probably go for a fifth or a sixth. I wouldn't have expected Deontay to go for probably more. I think the highest I could have seen was a fourth. I mean, Hopkins is still like a good jump ball guy who's coming off a 1,000-yard season. He went for a conditional fifth. Cooper, to me, is, well, Devontae's probably the best receiver of this bunch, and he went for the conditional third. I guess I'm just tempering any tendency that I would otherwise have to sort of point and laugh here and say, look at this bum. Ha,
I just don't know how much better the Ravens offense can get. I mean, they're going to make...
Do you think he's better than Rashad Bateman?
Yes, I do.
Okay, then they got better with this deal. You might laugh and say
okay,
how much better is a matter of degree, but they got better.
Okay, but
and they paid virtually nothing to do
it. If the Steelers in the next few days trade for a defensive player and not a wide receiver,
mm-hmm.
I would be like, all right,
For a cornerback that I thought was better than Dante Jackson, I think they made their team pretty obviously better.
But you wouldn't think that they left their problem and their issue still
there? You look at the Ravens defense and say the guy that should be fixing that in part, I know he's more of a special teams guy though, is John Harbaugh, that his defense will just play better because they tend to get better as the year goes on. I mean, wouldn't that be your solution there?
I mean, you say that, but Jadeveon Clowney's not there anymore. Geno Stone's not there anymore. Patrick Queen's not there anymore.
Let me ask you this.
And the coordinator's in Seattle.
If you were the Ravens after last year, would you feel like you wanted to load up on offense or defense to try to beat the Chiefs? I would want to load up on offense because their defense didn't cost them the AFC last year.
You can't, yes, but you cannot. You're not going to win a Super Bowl with the worst pass defense in the NFL. And that's what they are right now.
Has anyone come close to doing it? Like a truly awful pass defense? I'm asking that seriously, not as like a challenging question.
I don't think an awful pass defense is going to win them playoff games against whether it's Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes.
How much
or
of their
CJ Stroud?
Well,
you name it.
They bludgeoned Josh Allen once already this year. I know the playoffs are a different animal.
Correct.
How much is their pass defense bad because teams are usually trailing them and trying to pass to catch up?
I don't know. Why was Jameis Winston able to put 334 and three touchdowns on him? They weren't trailing the whole game. They were right there in it.
Okay.
I mean, the guy came off the bench. He was a third stringer last week.
Let's not act like Jameis isn't a former number one overall pick and that in a just world where the Browns hadn't given $230 million to a complete piece of garbage, Jameis wouldn't have probably beaten him on merits.
I don't know if the 25th best quarterback in the league is coming off the bench and throwing for over 300 yards against you. Your defense probably has problems.
Yes, Jameis can be good,
but there's like 20 quarterbacks in the league better than him. And I say that as a Jameis Winston fan.
20 better than him, probably,
yes.
But not that much more than 20. I think he's one of the best 32
in the league. If Jameis Winston can light them up, then Russell Wilson can light them up twice.
He should be able to.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
He should be able to, but I'm not sure the Steelers' defense, if they were giving Tyrone Tracy that kind of running room, is going to stop Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, or anything else they're doing.
I agree with that, but...
The bottom line is Johnson is good enough at getting open that, and I like Zay Flowers. He appears to be finally the rare example of a good wide receiver that they've drafted. When you start from a point where you have Derrick Henry, like your six eligible players that could do something with the football for the Ravens on any given play are Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers, Deontay Johnson, Mark Andrews, and let's toss Isaiah Likely in there. It could be Patrick Ricard if they want to, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very frightening prospect.
I don't disagree with you. But
and so that's where I'm coming from.
But
there.
I would have said that about playing the Ravens rushing offense before Deontay Johnson even showed up there.
I'm saying their entire offense. My only point here is they got him for a song, and he is a clear upgrade to me over the other guy that was their wide receiver two and now is their wide receiver three. That's all.
I, for the first time, probably all year, do not feel like wide receiver is the pressing need that I thought it was.
Because of what happened yesterday?
I'm a prisoner of the moment. I was impressed again
by
Kelvin Austin.
Wouldn't you like to see Darius Slayton, though, in this offense?
No, I would, but so my opinion pretty much all along has been I'm going to want to kill Omar Khan if he doesn't get another wide receiver in here. I don't feel that way this afternoon. That's my preference. I want it to happen. But I guess I don't need it to happen anymore. If I'm going to get that kind of production from the wide receivers behind Pickens.
It wasn't so much Austin for me. It was Jefferson looked like if wide receiver two is supposed – if Pickens is obviously your best wide receiver and Austin's profile is sort of – he's a big play artist because of the speed and everything else. Jefferson's job is be a good blocker when it's a running play.
Yep.
And then be solid, like make little catches over the middle. Like live in that 8 to 14-yard area. I mean, I know he had the big third down catch down the field.
He also screwed up in the end zone on one play.
Which which was on him. But, I mean, otherwise he lived in that intermediate area and made nice little chain-moving catches. Yeah, he doesn't screw up and sits down where he's supposed to in the zone there. He's got a touchdown catch and an even better line. But I guess as much as I want to be a prisoner of the moment with you on this, I would still love to see Darius